Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 10, day 3 of our study of Ephesians and Philippians. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Philippians 4, 10 through 13. Welcome back to the 10-Week Bible Study. Again, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. And if you've ever any questions or comments, or you just want to reach out, I would love to hear from you. You can contact me by email, send an email to me at darrenhibbs.com, or look in the description or the show notes for all of my contact information. With that, would you join me as we pray before we start today? Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us? God, fill our hearts with the knowledge of you. Touch us today. Fascinate us with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Philippians 4, starting in verse 10. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content with in whatever circumstances. Let's pause right there. First of all, Paul is saying a big thank you to the people of Philippi. He's been in jail for a while, and it's been some years since he's seen them. And, you know, he's already told them, whenever I think about you, I rejoice over you and I pray for you. But it's been some number of years since he's been there, and he's been in jail and in Israel and shipwrecked along the way, and now he's in jail in Rome. And out of the blue, I'm sure for him, you know, the people in Philippi, they hear about all of the troubles that have come to Paul. And they're like, oh my gosh, let's help him. He's under house arrest, or he's in chains in Rome. Let's just try and make his life a little better if we can. Let's do whatever we can to help Paul out in the midst of a lousy situation. And so they send him money. They send him Epaphroditus, presumably with the money and with the help. Let's do something for Paul because we love Paul. And imagine being Paul in that situation where you've just been languishing in prison in one place or another, and now you're in Rome and you don't know you're going to live or die, because you never know if Caesar is going to have a good day or a bad day. And then out of the blue, you get this financial support that actually, what the Philippians gave to Paul actually changed his situation. It actually made a huge difference. The financial support and just the moral support made a huge difference to him. And he's saying, like, I love the fact that you renewed your concern for me and you actually did something to help. It means a lot to me. I mean, think about being Paul in that situation. Think about being in the Philippian church, getting to hear this back, saying, hey, you actually made a difference for me. Thank you so much. What a cool situation to be in, to be able to help someone like Paul, for them to be written about in God's holy word that will never be, you know, taken away. This book, we will read it for all eternity, and we will marvel at the fact that the Philippians got to help Paul out. But how much in our day, you know, there are going to be books. They're not scripture. They're not going to be scripture, but for all eternity, there will be books that have been written in the annals of eternity that we will read in eternity with God, books about the things that we have done in our lifetime. Again, they're not scripture. They're not necessarily even written now, but I imagine the angels journaling the things that we're doing for one another, the things that we've done for the Lord. And in eternity, we will read those books that the angels have written down about the things that have transpired. How amazing for our names to be in those books, for helping the missionaries or helping the different people, or like Jesus said, giving a cup of cold water to someone in need. He said, I will never forget that. To me, that sounds like I'm telling an angel to write that down for all eternity. When you give something as small as a cup of cold water to someone in need, Jesus will remember that. So how cool for the Philippians. But what an inspiration to us, for us to continue doing the same thing in our lifetime now, to be doing whatever we can to help those in need, to help missionaries who are under duress or in stress like Paul. I pray that the Lord would bring to our remembrance people like Paul in our day and time that we can give aid to. Continue on let's go back to verse 11. I'm not saying all this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. There was a famous actress, and I can't remember who said it now, but it might have been an actor. I think it was an Oscar awards show where they said, you know, I've been poor and I've been rich and I prefer rich. Paul is kind of saying the same thing here, except he's not rich right now. He's very poor and he's in jail and he's in chains. And he's saying, listen, I've been poor and I've been rich. It's like, and what he says instead, he just says, actually, what I prefer is to be content. I prefer to be in the Lord and to be content. He's like, I want to tell you, thank you for everything you've done to support me. But I also want to remind you of this, that you have definitely made my situation better, but I don't want you, he's telling the Philippians, I don't want you to think that someone's situation has to be better for them to be content or for them to be thriving in the Lord. He's like, whatever situation we're in, we can thrive because the Lord gives us strength. So I can do everything, anything, poor, rich, struggles, not struggles. I can do all of it because of the one who gives me strength. And by extension, he's saying, so can you. So can you, Philippians. So can you, people of the 21st century who speak English and are listening to this podcast. So can you. It doesn't matter if we're rich or poor. Now, that being said, there are a lot of problems that really are solved by having money. I mean, you get to fill your belly when you have money. When you have no money and nothing, you really can go hungry. Things really are physically and materially worse off for people that don't have money. That's a reality. And generally, people are like, well, money isn't everything. That's normally said by people who have money. Or at least people who have experienced money. So money actually does change things. It can take away a lot of stress. But for us as believers, we should learn to be content. And we can learn to be content with whatever we have through him who gives us strength. Now, does that mean that we shouldn't work hard or strive to try and better ourselves? No, that's not what that means at all. It just means that it shouldn't be the preoccupying force or thought of our life because we don't have enough. Because when we get into that place, we never have enough. We will never have enough if that is the preoccupying thought in our mind of how can we have a little bit more. So we can be content while trying to better ourselves, while trying to grow, while trying to provide more. That is perfectly okay. But in the midst of whatever situation we're in, we should be like Paul. We should strive to be like what Paul is saying here and be content with what the Lord has provided us. And by his grace, we will. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.